totally okay with you.
Are you okay?
Everything's gonna be okay.
Are you okay?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm pretty f***ing far from okay.
Whoa. Are you okay with this? On the Hammer and Nigel Show.
Oh, yeah!
Hammer Pringles has teamed up with Crocs. That in and of itself is, you know, the story's going to be ridiculous. Pringles has teamed up with Crocs for the ultimate snacking accessory. An ankle holster for your potato chips. Are you okay with this?
Yes, yeah. I am 100% all in on this. So the fine folks at Pringles Potato Chips, they've decided they want to branch out. So who better to partner with than Crocs, right? Because let's be honest, if you're the type of dude that's wearing Crocs all the time, you probably don't mind the fact that you can put your potato chips somewhere.
Or if you're the kind of dude that likes to eat his Pringles on the go.
Right.
You don't mind. I'm seriously looking at it right now. It's literally an ankle holster for potato chips.
Sure. Some people carry a holster for their gun. Fat people carry a holster for their potato chips. The Pringles X Crocs, that's what they're dubbed here. Yeah. It's a limited time product, including a $100 pair of boots, available in both men and women sizes, and it comes with, like you said, a little holster where you can put your Pringles potato chips. I'm 100% here, so I can be fat and get exercise at the same time. And it's fashionable, because like I said, if you don't care what you look like walking around in Crocs, adding potato chips isn't going to change anything. So yes, 100%, I'm here for this. I think this is fantastic.
It's a little pricey though, right? $100? Is that what you said?
Yeah, $100. You get the boots, the Crocs. You get the little holster that goes along with
it. You would think it would come with a couple cans of Pringles.
What would happen if you walked around Zionsville, Nige, with a pair of black socks, Crocs, and potato chips holster?
I walk into the Tipsy Mermaid wearing something like that, I'd be immediately thrown out head first. Are you kidding me? Okay, a couple... Check this out. This is cool. A couple was digging up a fishing net that was caught in the sand on a Texas beach, and they were flinging sand and the shells out of the way and spotted a diamond ring. The ring had been lost earlier that month by another couple. They had tasked a group of local metal detectors to look for it, and they were also on the beach at the same time, and they helped connect the ring with its owner. Are you okay with this?
Yes, I'm okay with this because the ring owners did everything right, okay? Sometimes you lose your ring. You take it off. You're at the beach. You don't want to get it gross. It happens. I've lost a ring before. We were washing the dog in the front yard, and I was there with my wife, and we set my ring on top of my car. Done. Forgot about it. Drove off.
Drove off.
Never found it again.
It still could be somewhere in your yard.
It very well could be. So this couple said, you know what? I want everybody that walks the beach with those metal detectors. And if you've been to the beach, you've seen these people.
Oh, yeah.
They're out there late at night, early in the morning. That's their time to shine.
They're in there. I see them in the ocean with a snorkel and a waterproof metal detector digging through the ocean.
Looking for pirate treasure. Yeah. I don't know what they're looking for, but they're out there looking for it. So they task these people to help find their ring. And lo and behold, somebody who just sees like a fishing net that's kind of half in the sand, half not, tries to dig it out, and they find the ring. Now, this is the other thing that I thought about. It kind of sucks to be the person that was digging through that and found it, because if you do find that ring, you're thinking, oh my God, what am I going to do with this? But all the other, goody good helpers around you, that was the ring we're looking for. That was the ring we're looking for. So you couldn't just keep it for yourself. You felt obligated to give it back.
That business there in Southern Florida of finding missing jewelry, I have a feeling it's pretty big. I see those guys, different businesses, different logos on t-shirts, in the water, out of the sand. They work all day. They must get a percentage of whatever the ring is worth, I would assume. You probably pay an initial fee,
right?
And then you get a percentage of what the ring is worth.
Possibly. And I wonder if the folks like around Miami or Key West ever have, cash wash up. Like somebody that had to dump the drug money before the feds came and got them. All the cocaine money.
Are you kidding me? That happens all the time. Are you calling the police on that one?
No. Well, it depends on the amount of money. Let's say I found $10,000 and I know pretty much it's cocaine money. I go to the police and say I found this $2,000 on the beach.
Okay, a grandma in Michigan was arrested last week after she helped her granddaughter beat up another student in an elementary school bathroom. The grandmother held down a girl while her granddaughter punched her. Are you okay with this?
No, because we had a story here
last
week.
Something similar.
This was a high school situation where a guy and a girl got into some verbal, you know, spat, and then the guy almost lured the girl to a door where his mom and some of her mom's friends were let into the high school, and then they beat the hell out of the girl. So this is happening way too often. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that some of these kids probably don't deserve to have their mouth smacked, punched in the face. I don't know what the circumstance is here. But this is an elementary school in Michigan, okay? Adults, under no circumstances, should be sneaking into a school and beating the brakes off of an elementary student. Listen, you could make an argument that if it's a high school kid, we don't know what's going on. I think we need some information, because I've said this before and I'll say it again. Billy Bob Thornton and Bad Santa did the right thing by beating up the bully of Thurman Merman.
You know, I think I've turned a corner. I beat the shit out of some kids today, but it's for a purpose. It made me feel good about myself, like I accomplished something.
You need many years of therapy. Many, many, many years of therapy.
See, I was team Billy Bob Thornton beating up Thurman Merman's bully in Bad Santa. Once in a while, it has to happen. But I seriously doubt that these elementary school kids warranted having an adult hold them down and beat them up.
A Florida couple was busted after they tried to forge a $1 million lottery ticket. Are you okay with this?
No, I'm not, because this just shows the stupidity of people. So what these people did was they took a bunch of non-winning tickets and they basically made a collage to make it look like it was the winning ticket, let alone that there's a barcode attached to these things. You know, you have to scan the barcode and there's a serial number and all that kind of stuff. These idiots thought they could just take a bunch of losing tickets and make like a hostage style ransom letter, and that would pass off as a lottery ticket. And I know we're laughing about this here because this is in Florida, but this kind of crap happens here too. In Shelbyville, not that long ago, there was some moron that stole a bunch of lottery tickets from the gas station, scratched them all off, and tried to turn them in as winners.
Those are traceable, you know.
Right.
They're reported stolen. They have the numbers.
But if you're a hill jack from Shelby County that thinks that that's going to work.
Jackpot!
Jackpot! That person, by the way, was also banned from the casino in Shelbyville. We had a list of people not allowed to be in the casino.
Wow.
And that loser was one of them. And yes, I call him a loser because I remember who he was. I played high school basketball against him, and he used to beat us every year. So for that very reason, I'm teeing off on this guy right now.